This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. Hope your brackets survived over the weekend. Mine didn't. Not pretty. Has this been a good tournament? I started the show asking that. Good may not be the right word. Has it been exciting? Has it been fun? Has it been memorable? I would say no, not yet. But we're just to the Sweet 16. Normally, we get here and we go, can you believe that they're still alive? Well, that would be NC State. Well, that's a Power 5 conference. And they did win the ACC tournament there. And if you watch them play, they know what they're doing. Now, they've got it down. Now, they may not, you know, advance any further, but what they've done, they seem to know what they need to do and when they need to do it. And they would be one of the surprises there. The bracket challenge, the celebrity bracket challenge, Jim Boeheim is leading our tournament. Todd Fritz is in second place. Let's see. Jake from State Farm is in fifth place.
Of course.
Kevin Miles.
All right, Kevin.
At the bottom, you'll find Marvin Prince. Congratulations.
All right, let's go.
All righty. Rebecca Lowe, who knows nothing about college basketball, but knows a whole lot about the Premier League. She's 16th, and then tied for 15th, Seton O'Connor, and yours truly. Yep. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. All right, here's something for you. By the way, good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you for allowing us in your home. And our radio affiliates, thank you for allowing us in your car. All right. These two schools have the most NCAA tournament wins all time by schools that have never won the national championship. Marvin?
Gonzaga?
Yes.
Oh, dang, that's a good one.
Yes. Gonzaga has the most tournament wins all time by a school that's never won a national championship. Who is second? Paul?
Purdue University.
Purdue University is second.
Wow, nailed it. Look at you two.
And they meet in the Sweet 16 to add a little more intrigue to that stat.
How about that?
Yes. The 16th consecutive tournament that a double-digit seed has reached the Sweet 16. NC State is your Cinderella story.
Thought there was no Cinderella.
Yeah, I guess there's a Cinderella story.
Ish.
Oakland was your Cinderella story.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had the ball 12 seconds to go and couldn't get a shot off.
They would have dominated this week. It would have been wall-to-wall Oakland.
We've talked about this, that if you win, let's say, the first two games, now you have this entire week where everybody's going to want to interview you, talk to you. Loyola of Chicago, you know, Sister Jean, Butler, George Mason, all of these schools where you go, here's your week. You get all this coverage because we're not going to cover Purdue and Duke, North Carolina, Connecticut. It's going to be the novelty here. That school would have this week all to themselves. Yes, Todd?
It was interesting. He was interviewed after the name Jack Golke after they knocked up Kentucky, the Oakland three-point star. And he said, we're no Cinderella at the very end as he ran up. And then the next game, they showed the president of the school with a big Cinderella slipper. And she's all about, you know, buying into the whole Cinderella thing after their star play saying, don't call us a Cinderella.
Yeah, and I get it. You know, the players, these kids, even, you know, Jack Golke was saying prior to that game that he thought that Oakland had better shooters. And then one of the Kentucky players said, you know, basically, you better back it up. And then Jack said, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been talking a little bit too much here. And then went out and backed it up there. But that was fun, having those kind of moments. It just doesn't feel like, you know, I mean, it's basically chalk. You have, you know, what, the first four seeds. You got the second seeds, all four advanced. And then you got two of the four number three seeds. And your surprise team, your double-digit seed is NC State. And NC State has had success. You can go back to David Thompson when they played, won a tournament. David Thompson, Tom Burleson, Monty Towell. And then, of course, you had Jimmy V's NC State team. So they've had success, but you got Duke and North Carolina that are bookending you. You know, even in your own state, you're like, okay, don't have much bragging rights. But here's NC State as an 11 seed. Fun to watch. DJ Burns, you know, not many guys like him in the NCAA tournament. Yes, Todd?
It may not have been an amazing first two rounds, but if you like college hoops and you're willing to watch all the games and stay up late on the East Coast, that Oregon-Creighton game, for example, that went double overtime, that was as exciting as it gets, I think, for an early round game.
Yes, Paul?
We need like a hybrid term for North Carolina State because they're not a true Cinderella, but like you said, they're in the shadow of Duke and UNC nationally. Mm. Did Cinderella have a slightly hotter sister that had more chance of getting things, like somewhere in between? Because North Carolina State is Cinderella-ish, but not true. Not like Oakland. Mm. Somewhere in between.
I don't think Cinderella had a sister.
No?
No. No. Don't think so.
Checking.
No. Don't think so. Maybe a brother. Maybe like a stepbrother. Cinderfella. All right, we're workshopping that time.
Stepsisters, yeah. Anastasia and Drizella.
Yeah.
She had two very mean stepsisters.
Very mean.
And not hot either.
Very. That would be Duke of North Carolina. The mean stepsisters.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Let's see if Ian Eagle uses that analogy when he's...
Who joins us tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, John.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. All right, phone calls are welcome. We'll get to those. Operator Tyler standing by. Shohei Ohtani is set to meet with the media. Now, I like to look at the wording sometimes. We'll meet with the media. If you're going to have a statement, you're not meeting with the media. This feels like there might be a Q&A going on with Shohei Ohtani and his new interpreter. And he is on the staff with the Dodgers. He has been an interpreter before for the Dodgers. So I think Ohtani's strategy, his team's strategy this weekend was, let's basically point out all the flaws with this interpreter. And that he said he worked for the Red Sox and the Yankees, which he didn't. Said he went to a university that he didn't go to. Now, how nobody saw or realized or figured out that he didn't work as an interpreter for the Yankees and Red Sox is kind of mind-boggling. It feels like Ohtani's side is changing the story the best that they can, trying to distance themselves from somebody who's an imposter, that he lies, deceives people, and maybe that's what he did to Shohei Ohtani. I think Ohtani's team had a pretty good weekend. Now what happens in this Q&A? You're going to go over all the possible questions. If you open it up to questions, which I would be surprised they're going to do, but maybe they do, you just want to make sure that you don't get tripped up here. And I would do my best to deny any direct involvement, did not know it. Now, there are going to be, you know, news reporters there, not necessarily sports reporters, because this is a bigger story than just sports. Now, people are going to want to know, how did that money get transferred to this bookie? Off your computer, if that's where it came from, How did it happen? Did he have your login information? I mean, just these are normal questions that you would be asking. And whether you think Ohtani is involved or not, you're going to ask these questions because you want to make sure that if he is innocent, you like what he's saying, that the answers you're hearing make sense. Because the interpreter in his 90-minute interview with ESPN said Ohtani covered his gambling bets and that you have a paper trail of two $500,000 money transfers off his computer. Just trying to figure out, I'm surprised that you would have somebody as a bookie. Now, I can only go with my experience of how much leeway they give you with your gambling debts. Because that's a lot of money, unless they know Shohei Ohtani is going to cover your bets. Because if I'm a bookie, I don't let you get to that kind of money. He doesn't have that money. That's one of my biggest questions is, okay, so I'm going to give you a tab that you can, let's say you can have $1 million, which is, to me, crazy that they would let you do it because he doesn't have the financial his salary would never allow him to do that. And as a bookie, all you care about is, can you pay? That's it. Can you pay? My bookie asked me one time, he was like, can you pay this if you lose? I didn't even think about losing. Now, I won the bet, but he did ask me because I was betting $1,000. And I said, yeah. But if you're betting $500,000 or $1 million or up to $4.5 million, that's what's surprising, that an illegal bookie would let you do that unless he understood what the financial background was. And I don't know if that comes out today, but that would be one of the questions that I would want to know. And why were you doing it with an illegal bookmaker? So there's a lot of questions here, but I think the probably obvious one that you want an answer to is, how did the money get transferred to this bookie? Let's just start there. Help me understand that. Now, if he says, look, he had access and he logged on to my computer, he had access to my bank. Okay, then we're going to find that out because somebody's got to explain that. And not that the bookie has to say, hey, here's the reason why I let him bet as much as he wanted to. Yes, Mark.
Do you think the commissioner has had any talks with Ohtani's people? Like, hey, what really happened, guys? Just let me know now so we can try to problem solve this issue right now.
Well, they're investigating. Now they're investigating. When we last left you, I think on Friday, Thursday or Friday, I was told by a source they were monitoring. Now they're investigating. I don't know if the commissioner would reach out during an investigation. I think you have to do your due diligence. And then when it comes to that time where you go, this is what we've found out. I mean, and baseball's in a precarious position here. You don't want to find out. And Bob Nightingale, the great baseball writer, said that I think he was told basically the worst thing that will happen to Ohtani is he gets fined because there is some kind of involvement. But I don't think there's a suspension, at least according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today. And the story changed three times. That was another problem that I had with it. If it's cut and dried, this guy stole from you, this is massive fraud, then the story shouldn't change. Unless the interpreter is just trying to give you a story that protects him. Hey, I mean, I was gambling, but I didn't steal it. He paid my bets. You can fire me, but no. So I'm just trying to understand both sides of this. Actually, when there's two sides of a story, there's really, three. It's his, and then there's somewhere in the middle, there's the truth there. And I think that is, and it's coming up this morning. We have not been given a heads up. We asked the Dodgers if they had a time frame, which they did not. Yeah, Paul.
The interpreter, Mizuhara, actually had a bio before he came over to America that he worked for the Red Sox and a few other teams. The Red Sox actually issued a statement this weekend. They said they went through all their forms, all their files, and said he never directly worked for the team or was paid by the team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a statement that went out during the weekend.
Yeah, but if it's on his resume, do you think that the Red Sox or the Yankees would say he didn't work for us? Like, why did it come to this that we're finding that he didn't work for the Yankees and Red Sox? George O'Leary got fired at Notre Dame because he lied about his resume.
But do you think that when Ohtani joined the Angels and then the Dodgers, they said this guy is attached. That he comes with Ohtani. There is, it's automatic. And they didn't do their due diligence. Clearly they didn't. I mean, they didn't do their due diligence.
No, but that's what I'm saying. How do you hire somebody if he didn't really do what he said he was doing? Like, wouldn't you at least go, I don't know about this? Because it's not like you're tracking down, you know, high school records here. It's the Yankees and the Red Sox.
You would think that they would have made a call to be like, hey, how is this guy?
Yeah, yes.
But apparently they didn't.
Yes. Hey, he's going to be around our star player. We'd like to know anything nefarious here. You know, how was he as an interpreter? Just simple questions. You know, feels like, yeah, I'll just put some stuff down on my resume. Nobody's ever going to check that. I mean, we all probably fudged our resume a little bit there, Seton.
I mean, fudged is an interesting word. I mean, I attended West Virginia University. I don't say in there that I graduated from there.
That's a big deal, though. Attended and graduated. Yes. He's factually correct.
Where did you go to school? West Virginia University.
Yeah.
What'd you get your degree in? I would say, oh, I never finished. I didn't get one. I never finished.
Yeah, Paul.
It's very interesting for your resume. What is in play and what isn't? Let's say you were like 22 years old and worked one basketball game for ESPN running cable. Marv, you've worked for many different places. If you work one day, you could put...
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon. I worked for ESPN on your resume.
Yeah.
I worked for NBC Sports on your resume. But then when you put the date frame, how many, how what, you know, you keep it vague.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, people do that. Yeah, yeah.
Like if I say West Virginia University 1996, is that the year I was there or the year I graduated? I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe you take it one way, but I'm not lying to you.
Who knows? All right.
It was a hell of a year, though, I can tell you that.
Was it? Was it a full year?
What I remember of it?
Yeah.
It was a full year, it was. Right. It was one full year.
What's the poll question for hour two?
Well, let's see. Right now, we've got up there, if you could only watch the remainder of one tournament, the men's or the women's, right now, men's is winning 78% of the vote on Twitter.
Okay.
But when you go to the website, when you go to danpatrick.com, it's very different results. That's at 66%.
Okay.
A lot closer.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what the demographics are of our Twitter users versus our website goers, but whatever the word is for that.
Followers?
Yeah. Website viewers? Yeah.
Do we have a new poll question for hour two?
Well, we also have up there working Dan Screw March Madness in the NFL news. The big news today, Happy Gilmore 2. I know we're not addressing it. No, we're not addressing it, but those results are coming in.
Okay, I received a text from Sandler.
Ooh.
He's listening.
Already this morning about this topic?
I'm going to take a break, and I also have a review of the new Roadhouse movie. I will give that to you when we return. Also, more phone calls as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Mylett or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
We've had a lot of blowouts in the tournament. So much so, I was checking on the average margin of victory so far. It's 15.4 points, second highest through the first two rounds of a tournament since they expanded to 64 teams in 1985. You've had some, you know, really impressive performances, but we're used to those nail biters, last second buzzer beaters. Haven't had as many of those. You know, Purdue wins by 39, Duke wins by 38. You're starting to see these teams actually act like great teams. All right, couple things. I got a chance to see Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. I'll talk about that. Had some correspondence with Adam Sandler this morning and over the weekend about Happy Gilmore 2. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here, then I'll give you my updates here. Sean in Daytona Beach. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Second time, long time. 6 foot and now a 194, down 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. Thank you much. Best and worst of the weekend. Best is our boy, Pauly Papp, showing up in GQ with his article. And worst is Igor Severino from the UFC getting kicked out of the league for pulling a Mike Tyson in his first fight.
Yeah, I saw the bite mark. And Dana White kicked him out of UFC. What are you in GQ for?
I wrote an article for GQ Magazine, the online version of GQ Magazine, about Caitlin Clark and the art of being a phenom in sports in America. Mm. It came out over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Author.
Nice. Thank you, guys.
Writer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fun.
Alan in St. Petersburg. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Dan. How you doing this morning?
Great.
Hello, Dan. Worst of the weekend was the men's tournament because it was kind of bland.
Okay.
The best of the weekend was that Malnati winning at the Valspar here in town. The dude was in tears with a tap-in putt for par on 18. He's a lifelong grinder, and now he gets to go to the Masters. That was stupendous.
Yeah, it was great. I think it had been 10 years. Had his wife there and two little ones, and kind of a surprise. Worth in North Carolina is back. Hi, Worth.
How you doing? Feels good to be a consistent caller with you guys.
Yeah.
Hope you had a good weekend. Worst of the weekend, me being in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm a UNC fan, and all these state fans are going to be even more cocky now. But, yeah, also, too, I have, Marvin, I think I have smaller hands than you. I don't know if that's a good, I actually measured them, so I don't know if you measured yours or not, but, yeah, I definitely think I have smaller hands than you.
Yeah, we measured him. That's how we knew that he had the smallest hands. We didn't go, Marvin, I think you have the smallest hands.
Yeah, that wasn't a guess.
Yeah, no, it was actual data.
But in Vegas, wait, I had some bear claws compared to some people in the audience.
Oh, I know, man.
I felt like Seton.
Marvin was so happy when we had studio audience, and he went out there during the commercial breaks, and it didn't matter if you were older, younger, as long as he had bigger hands than you.
Sure, it was a 9-year-old girl, but still.
You had bigger hands.
Yep,
bigger hands. Flip in Raleigh. Hi, Flip. What's on your mind?
Morning. Good morning, Dan. Danettes. Second time, long time. 5'10". Svelte. 230. You know, shout out to Worth in North Carolina also, by the way, because I'm an NC State alum. And, yes, he is right. We will definitely be more cocky because how about that Wolfpack? Sweet 16 bound, knocked the heels off to win it. I want to be safe for the radio waves. I had some other words in mind. But, I mean, we're going to be obnoxious. I'm just going to lean into it. Call us a Cinderella. Baycott said the ACC ran through him. I guess he was right. Worst of the weekend. Not seeing Jim Boeheim's reaction to our run. You know, he clowned us. He got on us pretty hard for our guys celebrating in the ACC tourney, and we haven't lost since.
Okay, so. All right. I don't remember that with Jim Boeheim, but if he did, yeah, take that, Boeheim. Okay. I watched Roadhouse over the weekend, and actually, I watched it's the reboot of Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal. I watched Sunday morning. I watched yesterday morning because I had to get ready for March Madness after that. But I thought, what better way to get ready for some action than watch the reboot of Roadhouse? So Jake Gyllenhaal, big-time actor, and he's in the role that Patrick Swayze had. Now, he has the same last name, Dalton. His first name is, like, Elwood. And then I don't know what Patrick Swayze's first name was. His last name was Dalton. He just went by Dalton, but like James Dalton or something like that. But Jake Gyllenhaal is the star, and he's the best bouncer in the world or something like that.
Officially ranked.
Yes. That somehow they had a ranking system, but he's the best bouncer, and he ends up in the Florida Keys, and he's going to help clean up this place. He's hired $5,000 a week to come in and clean this place up. Because there's some bad guys in
there. Dang, that's some good money.
Yeah, it is.
$5,000 a week?
Well, he is the number one bouncer in the world.
Oh, 5-star.
Yeah. But so he goes there, and trouble ensues. So he is a former UFC fighter, or MMA fighter, who actually killed somebody in the ring. And he's kind of trying to distance himself from that. He's no longer a fighter, even though his job is to fight. When he needs to. So the movie opens up. Post Malone is fighting somebody.
All right.
Post has his shirt off fighting somebody.
All right, Posty.
And a lot of nudity in there, but all men, by the way. Post has his shirt off, and then Jake Gyllenhaal comes in, takes his shirt off, and then Post Malone goes, no, I'm not going to fight you. And then they give Jake Gyllenhaal the money, and then next thing we see is he's down in the Florida Keys. Trying to help out this woman there in the bar. And so Conor McGregor is in there. He's the villain. Too much Conor McGregor. I mean, like, in a variety of ways. Because when we first see him, he's naked from behind walking. Fine. And then it was like a little more Conor McGregor than I needed. And it felt like he was in maybe two or three scenes too many because he didn't have much variance in his acting. It was the same look, the same act, And they probably could have used him in a better way, a little bit more strategically. But, you see him. I think he's in a foreign country, and he walks out of an apartment, and he doesn't have clothes on. And then he goes and gets clothes and then burns down like this whole little area where he could buy clothes, which I didn't understand. Man, maybe didn't want to pay or something. But they fight and a couple of fight scenes with him and Jake Gyllenhaal.
So is this a review or a recap?
It's a recap review.
A review cap?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I didn't know we were going to do the whole plot summary. And then... What, yeah. See, then at the end what happens is he gets back in the ring and kills a guy again.
I'm not going to tell you what happens in the end. I'm just giving you some of the highlights.
And then he meets a girl.
Yeah. But, you know, not fireworks the way maybe you were hoping that, like, Patrick Swayze and, who was it, Kelly Lynch?
Ooh.
Who was it? Kelly Lynch.
Yeah.
All right. Kelly Lynch.
Kelly Lynch. Do you know what happens every time the movie is on? I think I've told you this story.
It's the best.
So Bill Murray told me the story that whenever Kelly Lynch, whenever Roadhouse is on and there's a nude scene in there, they call Kelly Lynch's husband. And it's Mitch Glazer, I think they're still married, and then says, hey, your wife is naked on TV right now. So Bill Murray does that. And I think it's awesome that they do that.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, they're going to be, hey, your wife's naked. And go, all right, that's a good bit. So would I recommend Roadhouse, the reboot? If Jake Gyllenhaal was joining us next, then I would say, yeah, because he's good. I mean, he's a great actor.
I like that movie where he was the MMA fighter. I forget what it was called, but he plays a movie where he's an MMA fighter and like his life is all crazy stuff. That was really good.
Was that Southpaw?
Could be. Yeah, maybe.
I thought Nightcrawler, he was awesome.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's the kind of actor that if he's in it, I'm like, oh, I'll give this a chance.
And that's what I did. Post Malone, all right. Conor McGregor, all right. Yeah. If you need to fill up like 2 hours and you don't have to think too much, then yeah, I would recommend it. Yes, Paul?
When I saw the promo for this movie and I saw Jake Gyllenhaal in it, I'm like, this is a pretty big-time Hollywood actor. I mean, pretty much. Is it somewhat serious or is it like hokey, campy, they're in on the joke?
No, it's serious.
It's a serious movie. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Conor McGregor's in it.
Yeah.
He did play an Irish tough guy.
Yes, Todd.
I know most movies, especially sequels, aren't necessary, but it sounds like you'd say this wasn't necessary to make. Or is there like a little small faction of people that were obsessed with the first one that were dying for something?
Well, this isn't the first sequel or reboot. They had a Roadhouse, and then they had another Roadhouse, Take It Outside or something like that.
And I mean, if we're speaking about the small faction of people who are obsessed with the movie Roadhouse, I'm looking at two of them right now that would be all over something like this.
No, I wasn't. I didn't need it. It'd be like, you know, when they did Brian's Song, and they go, we're going to redo Brian's Song. I go, no, you can't do it any better than James Caan and Billy Dee Williams.
We've already achieved perfection once. Why would we try to go at it again kind of thing?
Well, Star is Born has been done 4 times.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
But it's been done 4 times. And I think it ends the same way in all four. But, you know, is that the record? Like, what is the record of a movie that has been redone? Not a sequel, but just been redone. A Star is Born, I think it's 4 times, maybe? Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, if you don't count movies that are, reboot means the same script, new actors, basically, right? So you wouldn't count, like, Dracula and Frankenstein and James Bond, really. Because that's like a series.
Yeah, those are different scripts.
Yeah, A Star is Born is the one. It's been done 4 times.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's my correspondence with Adam Sandler about Happy Gilmore 2. Hey. Oh, okay. Sandman, just trying to finalize my schedule the upcoming year. How much time should I take off for the sequel to Happy Gilmore?
Leading the witness.
Yes. That's what you wrote to him?
Yes, I did.
A lot of assumptions.
Yes,
there.
I did.
That's funny.
And then he says, a few days, but I'll let you know when there's a script, still figuring a lot out. And then I said, oh, I'm just kidding. And he goes, you're in it, bro. You play you. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan Patrick, sportscaster.
Yeah, so I guess... And he knows that I don't like playing me in a movie. Mm. I mean, I've kind of mastered that. I'd like playing a villain or a love interest. Or
if somebody was going to play you in the movie, who would you want it to be?
Oh, wait, they're going to play me?
Yeah, they're going to play Dan Patrick, since you won't do it.
Well, they would just write the script for somebody else, because they wouldn't put somebody to that task.
So that instead of it being like, hey, it's Dan Patrick here, it'd be like, hey, look, Colin Cowherd. Like,
oh. Is going to play me?
No, he would be. They'd be like, all right, forget it, Dan. We're not going to do you. Oh, we're going to do Colin then.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, but Colin doesn't know golf. So you'd have to get somebody who at least knows golf. Oh. You know, like Steve Sands of the Golf Channel. Yeah, Paul.
I could see, though, you and Faraday being like at a hole, and there's an incident at the hole, and you have to break it up. Because, you know, like they have reporters in golf that are at the hole. What if you were at the 18th and there's a big brawl and you jump in?
No, I don't think we need that.
Oh.
No. But I could do the play-by-play of somebody who jumps in. Maybe you get Conor McGregor working in the booth with me, and then he jumps in, and then he settles everything in Happy Gilmore, too. Okay, maybe not. We'll get Post Malone. He could, or maybe Jake Gyllenhaal gets in there, takes off his shirt again. But that's all I know with the Happy Gilmore 2. Does sound like that it's a go. I don't know when, but Sandler did talk about he was going to be doing something at the end of the summer, and he would let me know. I don't know if this is what that is all about, or maybe he has something else going on.
It's probably
going
to be somewhere awesome, though. Because if there's one thing I know about Sandler, he likes to shoot movies in the summer at someplace awesome.
Yes, he does.
He's really mastered this.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. There's always a beautiful woman who is in the movie.
All of his friends.
Yep. And you're able to go to some luxurious exotic
place. Like, hey, you know where I've never been? Japan. All right, let's shoot a movie there. God, is it just the best.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to the south of France this summer?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, Nice. Okay.
Can't wait to be in this new movie.
Well, I did try to get into the Sandler-Jennifer Aniston movie where they were in, you know, these exotic places, the Mediterranean. And then Sandler goes, Danny. He goes, Danny, it's not my script. It's Aniston's. I go, I've been in a movie with her.
Yeah.
He goes, Danny, can't help you.
We've shared screen time.
We have. I've been on stage with her.
Sports guy. Just tell her I'm the sports guy.
She was barely dressed when I was on stage with her. We shared a moment. Yeah, that didn't work out. I thought that would have been great. That could have upped my profile up just a little bit higher. Like, oh, okay, maybe. Romantic interest here? Didn't work. All right, take a break. Best and worst of the weekend. We will give you ours. Coming up next, more phone calls as well.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, best and worst of the weekend. We will give you ours. Todd, I'll start with you. Best and worst of the weekend that started really Wednesday afternoon since you took off Thursday and Friday.
Best of the weekend, the last round of the 32-game Saturday night between Creighton and Oregon, going into double OT. Neither team led by more than six until the Blue Jays pulled away late. A lot of fun. Worst, another disappointing earlier-than-expected exit for Kansas. Bill Self acknowledged his Jayhawks looked exhausted as the game progressed. They actually led by a point at the half, then got outscored 46-24 by the Zags.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
I'm going double bests.
Okay.
Dan. My best of the weekend, USMNT continue their recent dominance over Mexico. Let's go. Unbeaten. Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
In their last seven meetings, Tyler Adams back from a devastating industry with injury with an absolute rocket of a goal. Fantastic to see that. Some people also pointing out that the U.S. men's team have brought more trophies to AT&T Stadium than the Cowboys have. That's fun. My even more bester, 14-year-old Kevin Sullivan made his professional debut for Philadelphia Union 2. It's a name to watch. This kid is probably one of the most exciting U.S. prospects in recent history. He's about to sign a contract with Manchester City, which is no small feat. He'll probably be loaned out almost immediately to another team in the City Football Group, but Kevin Sullivan making his pro debut, it's a big deal.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
All right, we got first best, or I got one best, Mark Sears from Alabama, 26 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. Alabama's going to their third Sweet 16 in 4 seasons. Worst of the weekend, Jacoby Walter of Baylor, missing 2 free throws, down by 2 with 37 seconds left, and Baylor's out.
Paul, best and worst.
Worst of the weekend, Oakland University. I don't want to say worst because, you know, they were on scholarship, but not getting a shot off with 12 seconds left would have been a great story. Best of the weekend, we could be hours away, Dan, from having a new kickoff in the NFL. Multiple reports say that the fate of the kickoff will be decided today in Orlando during the owners' meetings. 24 of the 32 owners have to vote for it to be a new kickoff policy next year, which would mean it'll be more of a kickoff scrum. But kickoffs will be returned, so hopefully they'll be decided today.
Yeah, that they have the owners' meetings, and feels like that's a go. I haven't heard much to the contrary. By the way, every person who places a tailgate order gets 50% off their next order at the merch store. You can shop at danpatrick.com. The tailgate moonshine, while it's still available here. Frank in L.A. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm 6'2", a question. Worst of the weekend was having to move and work, but the best of the weekend was definitely hooking up the television and the internet to watch the second half of Texas A&M in Houston. Wow, that was something. I wanted to actually talk to you guys about something you spoke about maybe two segments back, and it's about resumes, and resumes in general, okay? Admittedly, I think that everyone, and maybe it's an overarching statement, but I think everyone has, you know, kind of lied on a resume a little bit. Because really, the best foot forward is always going to be, right, I've done this, I've done that, I attended this school, but you're trying to put the best foot forward. Now, lying, like openly lying, saying I went to Harvard when I went to a community college, that's one thing. But there's a certain amount of spin because at the end of the day, if you can do the job, you can do the job. The Angels seem to have thought that this interpreter could do the job. So the Dodgers said, well, it's in Shohei Ohtani's contract that this is who he wants. We're not really going to...
Yeah, but that didn't stop or shouldn't have stopped the Angels from investigating before you hired him. I mean, all you got to do is, okay, let me get a hold of somebody with the Red Sox, somebody with the Yankees. Everybody in baseball knows somebody. You just, you know, check in. Hey, how was he? You know, how did he fit in the clubhouse? How was he with other players? That's all. Guy's going to be there every single day. He's going to be on road trips with you. You would think you would do your due diligence just to say, hey, I got a good update on him. Yes, Eden.
But what happens a lot with companies is they look at that resume and they're like, well, surely somebody here checked in on this guy. If it's good enough for the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Angels, then he's going to be fine for us.
Could be.
That happens all the time where it's like, well, somebody in this line of companies called and checked into this guy, so he's got to be good.
But if I'm going to have somebody attached to my best player, then I would have thought that maybe you would have followed up just to say, hey, you have references here. Oh, yeah, I have references with the Yankees and the Red Sox. That you would follow up and just go, hey, just want to make sure this guy's going to be around the whole time. It's not like you're hiring him somewhere in the, you know, the organization. It's he's with your star player. He's on planes, on buses, spring training, regular season, certainly not the postseason. And he was going to be there all the time. That you would at least follow up on something like that. Will in Atlanta. Hi, Will. What's on your mind?
What's up, GP?
Hey, man.
6'2", 205. Hey, quick question about Ohtani. Do you see this going down the same route as Pete Rose and the Black Sox, or do you see it changing anything for Pete Rose and the Black Sox?
No. They're not connected at all. I think baseball will, in quotes, investigate. I think we're going to find out a little bit more this morning with Ohtani. He'll distance himself. I think they did a good job this weekend sort of distancing themselves that this guy was a fraud, that he lied about things on his resume. And, you know, you're just trying to create some separation here. They were inseparable. Now you got to try to separate from that. And that'll be challenging. What kind of questions are going to be asked? What kind of questions are going to be answered? Is it a Q&A with reporters? And you're going to have reporters who aren't, you know, Dodger reporters or baseball reporters. You'll get people covering hard news stories. And that might be different. The tone might be different. Luciano in Brooklyn. Hey, Luciano.
Morning, Capo. Peace, King. What up, Marvin? And to the good fellas, Todd, Seaton, and Paulie, what's it about?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I do. I do know, Paulie. I do know. All right, Capo. So I have a, well, first of all, a Cinderella team that's a little, has a lot of austerity. We should call them the Feisty-rellas, you know, because they're going to be a hard out. So, but what I do have for you is a kind of like a multifaceted debate for you to solve. Very easy. So you talk about Hall of Fame jackets all the time, and maybe we should give a different color to somebody like Deion Sanders versus somebody like, you know, an average Joe that made the Hall of Fame. So the question is, we have Emmitt Smith, Marshall Faulk, and Barry Sanders. If each of these players played for the other two teams, one, would they even have a jacket? And two, would it be the same or brighter than it is right now? I'll take that offline. Please make it a jury trial.
All right. Thank you, Luciano. That means ask you guys as well. I got to think about exactly what he was saying. We'll take a break. Final hour in this Monday coming up. Get to more phone calls as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.